Because do you think an awful lot of agents, in fact, I think a lot of business people get too bogged down with the day-to-day running? Why do you think that is?
Oh, without doubt. It's just because they don't know, you don't know what you don't know. So there's a lot of people don't know how to systemize the business. They don't know what procedures are, processes. And more importantly, they're not sure how to manage staff and get the best staff. So your staff can be your biggest asset or your biggest liability. And in the majority of cases, it can be a liability.
Why are you so passionate about systemization? You know, what's the, because you really are Mr. Systems. Why are you system?
I mean, the short story is my dad had an engineering company, quite a successful one, and 40 odd staff. He passed away very, very suddenly within two and a bit weeks through cancer. And because even though the business was systemized, it wasn't systemized in the correct way, as in he was integral to everything.
Yes.
And within 3 months, we lost the business.
Do you think that there's a lot of letting agents out there that feel exactly the same?
Oh, yeah.
Also, not feel the same, but
are the same.
Are the
same.
Same.
Yeah, there's an awful lot. I would say 99.9% of businesses.
Really?
Oh, massively. Massively. There's a lot of people out there who think they're systemized, but they actually aren't. The best thing I can say is go on holiday for 3 months. Don't have no emails, don't have no phone calls, don't speak to the office, don't do nothing to do with your business, and come back and see what happens.
I don't think most could live without it for 3 hours.
Exactly. 3 months is my golden rule. And if you can do that, you've got a fully well and truly systemized business, and congratulations. If you can't and you come back this sheer hell, or invoices haven't been paid, or the staff haven't turned up, or the sickness rate's increased, tenants are complaining and they're not paying the rent, then you're not systemized.
Okay, let's assume that there's no spaces on this course, the Mastermind course. Mm-hmm. Could you give some of the guys here some little quick wins that they could do to just to really unburden themselves, so they can at least see the light of day?
Yeah, the biggest thing is actually get started. So there's a lot of people who want to be systemized, but they don't know where to start. So they say, oh, I'll put it off. Write your processes in your business, and we did it in chronological order. So when a tenant walks, when a landlord gives us a property, to going out to check on it,
yep.
to marking it, to viewings, to tenant applications, right the way through evicting a tenant, that's a northern phrase, evicting a tenant and handing the keys back to the landlord from A to Z, right through it, and then you write your system, do 1, 2, 3, 4. Second tip is protect your time. Get up 2 hours early and just get it done. You've got more willpower and more mental strength first thing in the morning.
So what time do you get up, John?
I get up at 5.
You're in the 5 o'clock club. I'm a 6 o'clock club myself.
Yeah. I'm 5 o'clock, gym at 6, you know, getting in the office about 7:30. But you know, I've done the 5 o'clocks when I've got up and I've systemized the business. I've done that so I don't have to get up that early and go to work.
But what if someone doesn't want to get up at 5 o'clock? Well, then you would, well, let's be frank.
Don't want or can't be asked, because there's a difference. No, I mean, if you don't...
No. Speak your mind, John. Speak your mind.
Do you know what? There's people that want to be in business to say they've got a business, and there's people that want to be in business to get a better life for themselves. If you're the first one, then just stay in bed. If you're the second one, then you've got to put in the graft.
When you started Castledean, what were your hopes for that business?
Originally, I was doing a lot of my training, my martial arts, and I just wanted to start a little business. Somebody could look after my property portfolio, manage 40 or 50 houses to pay for her wage. So effectively my portfolio income was purely mine, so it could afford me to go to America, Thailand, train, wherever I want to do. That didn't happen like that, did it? It kicked off because it was around about the time in 2008-09 when LHA came out.
Yes.
Nobody understood it because I'm quite competitive. I wanted to understand it, be better than the other landlords and agents, and then the council started putting people my way.
Okay, so it kind of evolved, but
massively,
did you have any dreams or expectations of where you wanted to take the business?
Not for the first couple of years. To be honest, I was just meandering along. Didn't know where I wanted to be, just happy that I was earning a couple of quid, my own business, employed 3 or 4 staff, 5 or 6. And then really had a bit of a eureka moment when I really understood about systems.
I mean,
to get
has it
business.
Always gone up there, or have you had times where the poo's hit the fan?
Yeah, you always do that. Anyone who says it doesn't is a fibber. You know, we have ups and downs.
Because of course you were an overnight success, weren't you?
Oh yeah, took us 8 or 9 years to be an overnight success.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Do you think there is such a thing as an overnight success?
Unless it's winning the lottery, then no, I don't. You know, there's a lot of hard grafting. Yes, some people achieve it quicker. Some people, you know, take shortcuts and they get lucky. But in the main, especially in business, you can't just be an overnight success.
It's funny, because I believe that it's like a balancing act with hard work on one side of the seesaw and patience on the other. Mm. And I think there's a lot of people out there that have got a lot of hard work, so it goes down that way. But you need as much patience as on the other side, and I think it needs to equal itself out. And that's where I think a lot of people, especially the younger generation, I do feel sorry. Not sorry is the wrong word. For these youngsters that are used to everything now, we're so used to the internet now, Amazon now, TV on demand now, everything's now, and then we open a business and we expect everybody to come to us.
Yeah, and that's the wrong way to be. You know, you don't go on the first date and ask somebody to marry you. It's a long
day.
No, you might do down south, not up north. No, it's everything's a long game. Business is about relationships. You can't build up a relationship in 24 hours. It needs to take and trust.
Well, trust is the main thing, because nobody does business with anyone they don't trust, do they?
Trust and like, you've got to like somebody.
So, what little things have you come across that you could share with the viewers now, on apart from systemizing their business, to help them grow their agency?
Concentrate on your staff. Your staff are your biggest asset, 100%.
Why do you think that is, John?
Because they will be the saviour or the destroyer of your business through customer service, indirectly as well. You know, they hold your business by the proverbials. You know, they can talk to they can do something that is highly illegal and end you in court. You know, you're responsible for your staff, ensure they've got the system, the training and development of your staff, regular one-to-ones. And when I say monthly one-to-ones, I don't mean every year. It's called monthly for a reason.
Do you know, if many of my old bosses are watching.
Well, it's true. You need to do your monthly one-to-ones. And that's a perfect time to find out the expectations of your staff. A one-to-one isn't you talking to them. It's 80 minutes them talking to you, what they think they can do better, how they can improve, what they need from you to improve.
I bet you've even systemised that, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. Of course we have. We've even got a procedure on how to write a procedure.
So, systemisation and staff. Mm. What else?
Marketing. That's the biggie. So you've got to, you know, if nobody knows your shop's there, they're not going to buy from you.
So I'm assuming all your marketing is, hi, we're an estate agent, letting agent come and use us, we're brilliant, no sale, no fee, cheapest chips fees.
Used to be. It's not now. No, definitely not. It's all about your brand. You've got an identity, give yourself a character, and people can identify with characters and brands a lot more.
Now, of course, you're one of my clients and you use my newsletters. Again, did you see an instant lift from those, or was it more of a slower burn that you saw?
We're sending out the fourth newsletter now.
Yes.
We got two valuations from the first one, and you told me you shouldn't have done, but we did. We got two valuations, and we got nothing from the second, and we got a couple of inquiries from the third.
I expect you not to get anything for 6 months. But why did you take these reports? You know, why did you want your offices to become the local property experts?
Because it's very community driven out where we're from. It's very the small towns, the villages, people buy from people. If you're giving somebody information and not asking for anything in return, people are much more likely to. It's humans.
If you give, you get back in return.
Yeah.
Do you think will letting agents learn a lot of this on your mastermind course?
Everything. We talk about you a lot, and we talk about what you teach. We talk about systems, KPIs, prospecting. We bring top speakers in, so I get my MD in, you know, who talks about like how to manage staff, performance management, and also how to manage people out of your business. Because if you're a business and you've had staff before, the chances are you've had a bad staff. There's a good phrase I like to use. I'd rather have a hole in my business than an arsehole. So if you've got staff, if you've got staff that need to be managed out of the business, then you need how to do it correctly. So it doesn't not just get end up in a tribunal, but it doesn't upset your other staff.
Talk to the guys there. Is what one piece of advice would you give to someone today, with the fee ban coming, with the online agents, the call center agents, the cheapest chips agents? Talk to the guys, tell them what are you going to say to them that will make their life better and easier?
Automate. So try and use as much technology and as much IT as you possibly can, as early as you can. prospect, so actually look for business, try and get as much business as you can. So we, our guys are doing 1 hour a day, we've now stepped up to 2 hours a day, and get your ducks in a row and do it now. Don't wait for 2 months before the band comes out, start now. Yes, this is a good time of the year and we're taking a load of properties on, but the prospecting that we've been doing for the last 2 or 3 months, we won't see till your July, your August, etc., etc.
And some might not even till next year.
Yeah, exactly.
That. I see it as planting seeds. That's why I call it farming, because sometimes you'd be planting cress that comes up straight away, but some of it might be apple trees. Mm. And you and I do like a cold beverage.
We do.
And I think it's now time for gin and tonic time, which unfortunately, boys and girls, you will not be able to see because we're about to go for a gin and tonic. But I hope you've enjoyed the chat with John Paul, who is one of the UK's leading estate agents and letting agents, and a top round all good guy.
I'm not getting the gin and tonics in.
Cheers, mate.
Thanks.
Thanks very much. Cheers, mate.